You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Forecasters predict more than 15 inches of rain could fall this week on some spots of the U.S. Highway 90 corridor west of San Antonio. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports rain and flooding have been keeping first responders busy.
There were numerous road closures and a few high water rescues in Uvalde and Medina counties by Tuesday morning. And with more rain and potential flooding in the days ahead, Mark Chadwick, the emergency management coordinator for Medina County, had a simple warning for residents.
The big thing I'm pushing to everybody, unless it's an absolute necessity, stay home, please. I follow that up with this comment. There's only one you.
For the latest Texas road closures, go to drivetexas.org. There's a strong chance of more showers for Uvalde and Medina counties through Thursday. Other residents in the flood watch area from the border with Mexico to I-35, including San Antonio, need to remain weather aware. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
And amid the heavy rain, the San Antonio River Authority is urging residents to use caution on the roads and plan ahead before traveling. The agency says BearFlood.org is an interactive flood mapping tool that helps drivers identify low water crossings and check their status before heading out. That's Bear, spelled B-E-X-A-R, Flood.org. The tool also integrates with Waze and Google Maps to help motorists avoid flooded roads and low water crossings. Mexico has officially begun filing complaints in the U.S. over the deaths of 19 Mexican nationals in ICE custody or during enforcement operations. Stefania Corpi has more on a statement from the Mexican Foreign Ministry.
The measures follow President Sheinbaum's announcement that Mexico will do everything in its power after the killing of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo in Houston on July 7. The foreign ministry outlined four actions, including filing a complaint with the U.S. Department of Justice, coordinated with Mexico's Attorney General's office and submitted through its embassy in Washington, as well as complaints with the appropriate state prosecutors. Mexico is pursuing civil action against detention centers where Mexicans died, sending cease and desist letters, starting with Adelanto Center, where four Mexicans died. Finally, Mexico asked the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights to seek information from U.S. authorities. I'm Stefania Corpi in Mexico City.
Artists and community members gathered at Blue Star Arts Complex last night to discuss how Project Marvel should reflect San Antonio's arts and cultural identity. Celia Randa was there.
Surrounded by artwork on the walls of Blue Star's Contemporary Gallery, District 5 Councilwoman Terry Castillo led a conversation with artists and community members about how local art and culture should be reflected in Project Marvel. Author Mitzi Moore said Project Marvel should build on the city's growing momentum for the arts.
In 4 years, the Art Everywhere Project of Central San Antonio put up 400 works of art. There are people all over the place making art. We need to capture that momentum and make sure that Project Marvel represents who we are.
Project Marvel is a multi-billion dollar redevelopment plan that includes a new Spurs Arena, an expansion of the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center, and other downtown projects. Castillo said conversations like this one will help ensure local artists have a voice as plans for the project move forward. I'm Celia Aranda in San Antonio.
As the New World screwworm continues its spread across Texas, researchers are trying to figure out the best path for eradicating the parasite. It burrows into living flesh, threatening livestock, wildlife, pets, and even humans. Entomologist Dino Martins has studied parasite activity across the world. He told TPR that officials can't afford to wait when it comes to the screwworm.
Female lays 400 eggs at a time and can lay almost 3,000 eggs in their lifetime. Well, start doing the maths and you're like, wow, this is really something we need to figure out.
In warm weather, the fly's life cycle takes just 24 days. Federal and state authorities are responding with surveillance, animal movement restrictions, and releases of sterile male flies. You can hear a longer conversation about the screwworm at TPR.org. Just search for the source. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.